50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principles and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
What up, yeah?
What up? Man, what a long night I had. I decided to drive to D.C. this weekend just because I had to host a couple of events. It was the Black Alumni Ball, and then I had a day party at Griffin, and I said, you know what? I'm not going to fly. I'm going to just drive. It'll be a fun road trip. Bad idea. Talk about traffic. I am so tired. My whole body is sore. I was driving for like 6 hours there and back. It should only take like less than 4 hours. So that was my weekend, but I had a good time. The Black Alumni Ball was pretty incredible. There was like almost 2,000 people there. And it's all people that are either on their path to success or are already doing big things. So shout out to everybody that was in D.C. for the Black Alumni Ball.
All right. I was out in Turks and Caicos. It was my daughter's first birthday, so we decided to take on a little vacation. Went out there for a couple of days, I think 5 days, had an amazing time. She turned one on Friday, so we had a huge celebration, a huge party. All the Sesame Street characters were there. They did like a Cirque du Soleil performance for her. It was an amazing, amazing time. The weather in Turks and Caicos was just beautiful. The water was amazing. We did everything from banana boating to... They do have like a little speed boat that they did. It was just a dope time, man. So shout out to everybody on the island or from the island of Turks and Caicos. There was a lot of people from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area out there that listen to the Breakfast Club every morning.
It was a Cirque du Soleil just for your daughter, or was Cirque du Soleil on the island?
They have a show, a similar show to Cirque du Soleil, and they did a little performance for my daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
So that was pretty dope.
Yo.
Charlamagne just came in here and dropped off a garbage bag.
Somebody gave me that outside. Good morning. What's happening?
Good morning.
How is everybody?
It's
listen,
a crazy weekend.
A very crazy weekend, but I think this is a weekend, a day. That's why I love the radio, because we can use this moment to teach. You know, I am reaching out to all of our white allies, because I get on this radio often and I say that it's the difference between good white people and racist, bigoted, cracker-ass crackers. White devils. And if you've never seen a white devil before, then you absolutely positively saw them in Charlottesville, Virginia. This weekend. And I love the fact that you have so many white people that are denouncing these white devils and condemning these cracker-ass crackers. And that is what I am going to be encouraging people, especially white people, to do all morning long. You have to denounce white supremacy. You have to denounce these white devils. You have to denounce these racist, bigoted, cracker-ass crackers.
The president should do that.
Oh, but he's not. Because if he does, then he'll be insulting his base. So why would you insult your base? Why would you insult the people that, you know, got you into the White House for the most part? Why would you do that?
All right, well, we have a lot about that in front page news this morning. We'll be talking about everything that happened in Charlottesville. We'll talk about the young woman, Heather, who was actually killed.
Tragic.
Yeah, very tragic. We'll tell
you. Did you see what her, I think it was her Facebook profile or her Twitter profile? It says if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. That was the headline on her profile. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. She was a good white person.
And we'll talk
about
James Fields Jr. He is the alleged murderer. And we'll discuss what his mom had to say, what his high school teacher had to say about him, how other people felt about him. But basically, just everything that was going down. We'll tell you how Donald Trump responded to what happened in Charlottesville and what more people are expecting from him.
All right, we'll get into all that in front page news next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. This morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. And let's talk about what happened in Virginia over the weekend.
Talk about them cracker-ass crackers, them white devils.
Right. Well, apparently there was white nationalists decided to come together and have some demonstrations in Charlottesville. And of course, other organizers came to denounce that. And it did turn violent. And the reason that it turned violent was because of these white supremacist or alt-right groups that were the center of these violent protests. Now, I would think just from the start of it that you would see that this is inciting a riot or agitating people and say this permit should not happen and it should not be allowed to go down. But Donald Trump has spoken out. Yeah, and here's what he had to say about these white supremacists.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection for each other.
He didn't really say anything about who was actually the protesters.
Yes, you have to denounce those white devils.
The terrorists.
You have to condemn those crack-ass crackers. I don't like the term white nationalists, you know what I mean? I don't like the term alt-right because those are politically correct terms. Call them what they are. White devils, crack-ass crackers.
Now, period. David Duke actually did an interview on Saturday.
Oh, this is good.
Right, and he said, we are determined to take this country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back.
Wasn't David Duke the former head of the KKK?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that guy. Okay.
Now, he also told Trump on Twitter, take a good look in the mirror and remember it was white Americans who put you in the presidency, not radical leftists.
Once again, this is one of those moments where if you say that you're a good white person and you're an ally, you have to use your privilege to combat prejudice. You know, when you're silent about things like this, to me, that's a cosign. And when you're silent about things like this, I can't help but look at you and say, you know what? You must be a crack-ass cracker, too.
Especially because you're so vocal.
Absolutely.
About so many other things.
Yes. You have to denounce these white devils. You have to condemn these crack-ass crackers.
Yeah, but he's
period.
Not going to. This is his people. This
That's
is his
base.
This is his core. These
yes.
are the people that supported him. And Virginia's been like this a long time. When I graduated in college, when I was in school there, they were still doing marches. They were still doing lynchings. They were still doing a lot of these things around school. So it's not surprising. And the fact that President hasn't said anything is definitely not surprising. What surprises me is there were no police. And then I seen one clip where the police actually said it's too dangerous for us to be there.
Yeah.
And they actually got out of Dodge. Now, that's the crazy part.
All right. Now, here is the organizer, Jason Kessler. He spearheaded the whole, quote unquote, unite the right.
Oh, them good white people ran up on him yesterday. So good.
Demonstration. He was trying to address the chaos that went down. Now, here is Jason Kessler.
And I want to tell you the story of what really happened before this narrative is allowed to continue spinning out of control. The hate that you hear around you, that is the anti-white hate that fueled what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday was the result of the Charlottesville police officers refusing to do their job. They stood down and did not follow through with the agreed upon security arrangements. I would like to condemn any of the violence that happened yesterday.
And they actually got him up out of there because they were rushing the stage.
You got to watch the video.
That's in protest, yes.
And that's what I mean when I say that good white people have to use their privilege to combat prejudice, because they rushed that crack-ass cracker off that
head. And rest in peace to Heather Hayes. She was actually killed at this rally because James Fields Jr. is a man that is a white supremacist that actually ran her over with the car and killed her. He plowed into the crowd with his car and then backed up. That video actually looks crazy. And I just got to play his mom saying that she had no idea that her son was like this.
I didn't know it was white supremacists. I thought it had something to do with Trump. I mean, he had an African-American friend.
Well, when you say that, you know, you didn't know it had anything to do with white supremacy, it had something to do with Trump, you're basically saying the same difference. Okay, it's the exact same thing.
All right, we'll be talking about this throughout the morning.
Remember, you have the right to bear arms, too. So you can, if you're over 21 years old and you don't have a felony, you can own a pistol, you can own an AR rifle as well. And in some of these states, just like Virginia, you can walk around with your pistol over your shoulder like some of those white supremacists did. You have the right to bear arms, you're out there. So if you want to, you can. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're over the age of 21, if you live in New York, if you live in New Jersey, you have the right to own a gun and you can protect yourself.
And one thing that I love that's happening is that people are outing all of those who are in the demonstration participating in that.
Yes.
And some people are losing their jobs. So just pay attention. If you see pictures, if you see the video and you recognize anybody, I would say definitely put the pressure on wherever they work. Make these people lose their jobs. There's a Twitter account at Yes You're Racist, and they're the ones that have really been identifying who some of these people that participated in this march are.
And we need more of that. Like I said, if you're a white person and you're not a crack-ass cracker, you're not a white devil, now's the time to speak up and say so and denounce those white devils.
Absolutely. That's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Malik, what up?
Hey, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing? MVE, Charlamagne.
What's up, brother? What you calling for this morning?
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum asalaam.
Envy, you asked the question, why weren't there any police present, or why wasn't there a police present there in Charlottesville? Well, the reason why is it's kind of hard to protect people when you're assaulting them, when you're inciting the riot.
Oh, got you.
You understand what I'm saying?
That makes
sense. They're part of the Unite the Right. They're part of the alt-right community.
Call them what they are, man. Crack-ass, cracker, white devils.
You said it, brother. This is at the point now where, you know, it needs to be addressed. And my other question is, where is the response from the Indian and the Asian American communities? How do they feel?
Okay.
Why haven't we heard from them?
What do you mean? I'm sure that there's some Asians and Indian Americans that are out there on the front lines that are just as pissed off about this as we are.
But what I see, what
Brother
I see, a lot of people policing themselves.
I'm out here in Atlanta doing these marches with Attorney Gerald Griggs every time they have one. And I don't see the presence from them and how they feel about this.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
I want them to have a presence too, but the main people that need to have a presence in this situation
Absolutely.
Is so-called
Absolutely.
Good white people. White people that claim to be allies, white people that claim not to be racist, white people that claim not to be bigoted, they have to denounce these white devils and these crack-ass crackers.
Zoe.
Yo, what up?
What you mad about, Zoe?
Man, I'm mad about what happened this past weekend in Virginia, man. This is getting out of hand in America.
Out of hand in America? This has been going on in America since the day one, sir.
I know it's been going on in America since day one, but I'm saying, like, this is just getting out of hand. Like, how is it that they protesting and the police ain't shutting none of this down, but Black Lives Matter, any black group that tries to protest, it's a peaceful protest, and they there with armed guns, horses, the whole nine yards, the canines, everything, bro. Like, it just don't make no sense.
Well, like the last caller said, that does make a lot of sense that, you know, it's hard to protect people who are actually inciting the riot.
And I just feel like they should have known this was going to cause a riot. Why would they even be allowed to get a permit to do something like this?
Yeah, you can't have a peaceful protest when a protest is founded in hate, when it's rooted in hate. You know what I'm saying? When it's about racism and bigotry.
They should have been denied.
Yeah, when it's about racism and bigotry and just straight up being anti-black, there's no way that could be a peaceful protest.
It would never have been denied in Virginia. They run Virginia. I mean, the Confederate flag still flies. They run Virginia.
I will say I love what the governor of Virginia said, though. Mm-hmm. Terry, I can't remember his last name, McAuliffe or something like that. I love what he said.
Go home, yeah, absolutely.
We need to play that. There's no room for this white supremacy in America.
We actually have that, if you want
to
hear it.
I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Double D.
Double D is here. What's up, man?
Why you mad, Double D?
Listen, man, I took my son to the Y last night talking about he's going to play basketball. I said, I'm be home by 9 o'clock. Joe walked up in the house at 12:30. He's 15 years old, and he had that good smell of stuff on his clothes. What's up with that, man?
He think he Tyreek from Power. He think he Tariq.
But did you bust his ass?
Nah, that's my thing. Should I break one of his legs?
You goddamn right.
You can't break one of his legs.
No, yeah, don't break his leg.
But he should be punished. He should know.
He can't always smell like the goodness, too.
Man. Do it for Ghost and Tasha, man.
You should wake his ass up right now. He probably sleeping in heaven. He probably got some last night. There's no way he should break curfew and be all right.
That's right.
Please don't tell me he ain't getting it. I ain't ready to be your grandfather.
Come on, what was you doing at 15? All right, then. Go ahead. Go discipline Tyreek, man.
Go wake his ass up right now.
I want you to call right now. Wake his ass up and tell him to get up and go do the dishes.
Freedom.
Yo, what's good with you, Envy?
What's up, man? Why you mad this morning?
Good morning to the Breakfast Club.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, Queen? And peace to the true and living Charlemagne.
Peace, God. What's happening?
Maintaining. I'm mad because our president ain't doing what he's supposed to do, but I ain't surprised at the same time. I'm blessed because any day on this side of the dirt is a good day.
There you go.
I got a poem that I want to get off my chest, if that's cool.
Oh, yes, please. Let's hear it.
I mean, it's in light of the situation. It goes a little something like this. Crooked politicians be wishing for the extermination of man. I fail to understand why individuals fall for the same scam. Some people join the military for reasons unknown, to fight for a country that they can't even call their own. It's unbelievable how brothers claim this land is their own, when another man can come and snatch them out their home, put them on the street, no matter where the F they go, just as long as they issues on the curb by folk. Got a preacher slash politician setting the laws. A postman serve escaped the beard from some unknown clause. Police can shoot a man in his head and get off scot-free. Now this shrink telling me that there's something wrong with me, because my mind is open and my eyes can see that these individuals trying to get rid of me. Am I a revolutionary? And I'm peace with that.
Peace, my brother. Peace.
All right,
peace,
bro. Thank you, bro. Peace. Hello, who's this?
It's Manny. What's going on? The club with no breakfast. What's going on?
Manny, what's happening?
Up, man? That's us.
Get it on. We about to eat right now. Manny.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to get on my test, man. I'm kind of mad at y'all right now, man. I feel like y'all not supporting me the way y'all should be, man.
Wow.
I really got some. I really got some going on. Charlamagne, you responded to my email. I really respect that. But what I really want you guys to do is to check your Instagram DM from Mr. Pay It Forward. And if you guys go on my page, then you'll really see what I'm doing on a daily basis. And my overall goal is to arrange a sit down with y'all. But I want y'all to see what I'm doing first.
I'm going
to
go look at
what I'm doing. It'll help what I'm trying to do here. I think I'll have a Breakfast Club interview.
Email me your Instagram link again. You know, we got our segment Empower to the People. So we always trying to help people that, you know, that like yourself.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate that. Everybody, pay it forward. Stay blessed. Don't let the negativity distract you from what's really going on.
All right, Mr. Pay It Forward. Thank you for always checking in.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed. Now, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, let's do some positivity this morning. We'll tell you who just donated $1 million to Flint, Michigan. Also, we'll talk about Hidden Figures and how that movie has inspired a brand new program.
All right. Rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bruno Mars is on his 24-karat magic world tour. He was in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and that's when he actually revealed that he was donating $1 million to Flint water crisis victims.
Drop one of the clues bombs for Bruno Mars. That other is a really good guy.
He released a statement. I'm very thankful to the Michigan audience for joining me and supporting this cause. Ongoing challenges remain years later for Flint residents, and it's important we don't forget our brothers and sisters affected by this disaster. As people, especially as Americans, we need to stand together to make sure something like this never happens in any community ever again.
Salute to Bruno Mars. He could have bought another windbreaker tracksuit, but he decided to put that money to a more worthy cause.
And Chance the Rapper put on a free concert in Chicago featuring Future and Jeremih, and more people as well came out to perform. Made in Tokyo came out and performed. So, you know, he was the grand marshal of the annual parade in Chicago. And so he's been doing all kinds of things over the weekend, donating backpacks, stuff with things for everybody going back to school. So shout out to Chance the Rapper, always doing something great and doing a lot of things for Chicago, his hometown.
Drop on the clues bombs for Chance the Rapper. And the thing about that is it's a free concert for everybody but Chance, I'm sure. So salute to him.
And Hidden Figures, that movie has inspired a brand new program. Now, that new program is called Hidden No More, and they will invite 50 women from 50 different countries to participate in a cultural and educational exchange that is trying to cultivate the efforts and achievements of women in the science, technology, engineering, and math field, STEM.
That's dope.
That's dope.
So these participants get to travel to the U.S. in October. They spend several weeks meeting with universities and women-oriented organizations like the Girl Scouts, and they'll discuss STEM-related subjects, including including diversity. So
that's the most,
be a great,
that's good.
This has been the most positive rumor report I have heard in a long
time. Listen, I had
time.
To try to combat some things that we talked about this morning. Now that is actually being launched by the U.S. State Department. So it's the first time they've done anything like this. It's a publicly funded educational exchange program for women.
Nobody got an STD this morning?
That's coming in the next hour.
Nobody got arrested?
Just hold on.
This is amazing.
And shout out to Mike Tyson. He is returning to the stage. He's going to be doing another show. Now, I think we all in here saw Mike Tyson, Undisputed Truth, when he did his one-man show.
I did. I went to see it. I saw it on Broadway.
I went to go see that as well. Well, he is returning to Vegas. He's doing round two. So that's going to debut on September 7th, and that's at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club and the MGM Grand, and that show will wrap on November 19th.
That show
was dope.
So it's
going to follow his life after his retirement from boxing in 2005. Now, Mike Tyson said, "It's been an amazing ride sharing my journey to audiences around the world. It only felt right to bring my story full circle and address the many ups and downs of my post-boxing life. It's been a wild ride, and I can't wait to step back on stage."
I'm glad he's doing part two, but I mean, he could continue to do part one as well. So much history in, right, in that short span.
We'll be out there for the iHeart Festival too, so maybe, I don't know if we'll have time, but I would love to go check that out. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your positive rumor report.
All right, we got front page news next.
Well, we're going to get right back to it. Charlottesville, Virginia, will tell you everything that's been happening there that we know so far. We'll tell you about the man who was being charged with murder after killing
a young
woman.
Don't call him a man. He's a cracker-ass cracker. A white devil. Okay? Call it what it is.
We'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Let's talk about Virginia.
Yes, in Charlottesville, Virginia, violence over the weekend, and that was all because of white supremacists coming together.
Crack-ass crackers.
Quote-unquote alt-right groups, and they were protesting. There was some type of Confederate statue or something that was being taken down.
A statue of Robert E. Lee. So another crack-ass cracker, white
cracker
devil.
Ass, cracker.
So they had organized a protest, but of course people came out, as they should have, okay, to speak out for themselves as well. And a lot of things went down. Donald Trump, of course, had nothing to say about the actual people who are the terrorists here in our country. Here's what he said.
"We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. I just got off the phone with the governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, and we agreed that the hate and the division must stop right now. We have to come together as Americans with love for our nation and true affection for each other."
But he won't be specific and denounce white supremacy as a whole.
He won't call that an act of terrorism.
Yeah, he won't condemn those crack-ass crackers. He won't denounce those white devils because that's his base.
That's the support system.
Period.
That's who's going to try to put him in the White House in the next 4 years after his term is ended.
David Duke actually spoke out. Now he spoke
another crack-ass cracker.
He spoke
to the
Indianapolis Star, and he's probably like the face of the KKK. When you think of the KKK, mm-hmm, you think of David Duke. And here's what he said.
"We are determined to take our country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back, and that's what we got to do."
Now, mind you, Donald Trump is still in New Jersey at his golf resort, but he's coming to New York today.
Oh, they definitely protested in front of Trump Tower. They've been doing that all weekend. I'm sure the protests will be even bigger today. But can we play some of the white people that are using their privilege to combat prejudice? Because I keep trying to tell y'all that there's a difference between good white people and crack-ass crackers and white devils. But if the good white people aren't using their privilege to combat prejudice, then I'm just going to have to label you a crack-ass cracker, too.
Now, at this rally, one person was killed and 19 people were hurt, and that was when a speeding car that was driven by James Fields Jr.
Another white devil
crashed into the crowd of people that were protesting this rally. Young Heather Hare was one of those people who was injured and killed. She was only 32 years old. She was among the counter protesters, and she worked as a paralegal for a Charlottesville law firm. She would help clients through the bankruptcy filing process, and her father said she was very passionate about helping others. Now, the Virginia Governor, Terry McAuliffe, had a message for people who were coming to Charlottesville and actually taking part of these alt-right group rallies. Here's what he said.
"I have a message to all the white supremacists and the Nazis who came into Charlottesville today. Go home. You are not wanted in this great commonwealth. You pretend that you're patriots, but you are anything but a patriot. You came here today to hurt people. And you did hurt people. You will not succeed. There is no place for you here. There is no place for you in America.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Governor Terry. That's how you're supposed to use your privilege to combat prejudice, white people. Rest in peace to Heather Hare. She's another good white person. One of her quotes on her profile pic was, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. And I agree with her 360%.
Now, what scares me about the guy who drove his challenge into all those peoples is they didn't arrest him under murder as yet.
They keep calling him a suspect.
Yeah, they said he's a suspect because they said, well, maybe he was fearful of his life. They were banging on his car. Which tells me that they're looking for an out to get this guy out, which scares the hell out of me.
Listen, man, once again, all these white people who claim to be allies, who claim to be good white people, if you don't have a racist bone in your body, if you don't have a bigoted bone in your body, if you are not a crack-ass cracker, if you are not a white devil, now is the time to use your privilege to combat prejudice and denounce white supremacy.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking Charlottesville, Virginia. What are your thoughts on what happened?
Yes, and I want all, you know, everybody who's not white, I want y'all to get in on this now, because in the 8 o'clock hour, I don't want to talk to nothing but white people.
800-585-1051. We want to know your thoughts on what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Maybe you support what happened. Maybe you're against it. We want to hear from everybody this morning.
If you support what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, all I want to do is call you a cracker-ass cracker this morning.
Cracker-ass cracker.
I'm letting you know that right now.
If you support that, we need your name, your phone name,
absolutely. I want you to have all the energy when you call up here if you support. Tell us, like Angelique said, tell us where you work. Tell us your full name. Don't hide behind the phone, brother.
Well, call us up, 800-585-1051. We want to know your thoughts. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're taking your calls right now, 800-585-1051. We're just asking, what are your thoughts and what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia? All right? Very scary.
It's not scary.
It is scary.
It's not scary.
You can go to protests and you can end up dying, dead. I mean, that girl, that young lady that died, never thought in a million years a crazy-ass person would run their car into a crowd, knocking people over, not giving an F about a human life.
Well, she was peacefully protesting.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Like, you know, they keep talking about the alt-right. The alt-right is just an extension of racism that has been going on in this country from day one. All the principles that they stand on, the racism that they have, the bigotry that they have, this is what this country was founded on.
And now they feel especially empowered.
Absolutely. They feel empowered because the alt-right got a president in the White House. Say what you want. Until he tells me he's not a white supremacist, until he denounces white supremacy, he would not even denounce the KKK when they endorsed him. You got to call it like what it is.
But what has changed? He's been like this since he got in office. Nothing has changed.
Oh, absolutely.
This is what we've been seeing. It's not a surprise.
This is the campaign he ran on. You know, we all saw this coming. He showed us who he was, and we should have believed him. But for whatever reason, they still voted the crack-ass cracker in the White House.
Well, we have Stephanie on the line. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning, Stephanie? Now, you're a Caucasian woman?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Stephanie.
What you got to say?
And that's the part. I hate what happened there, and I do not have a racist bone in my body. I listen to y'all show every morning,
Thank you.
I don't like that on here being called white cracker-ass devils.
Well, I'm not talking to you, boo. And that's the thing. We have to separate it, and you need to separate it.
Baby, when people listen to stuff like that, that's what pisses them off, and you get respect that you give. You know what I mean?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want respect from them. I don't want respect from them evil-ass, prejudiced, racist, bigoted people.
I understand you, but that is one thing that just really struck a nerve listening to a station that I listen to every morning while I'm at work.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, but you need to understand one thing. If you're not a racist, bigoted, prejudiced, cracker-ass cracker, then it shouldn't bother you at all. In fact, you should look at those white people in Charlottesville and say, you know what? Those are white devils. Those are crack-ass crackers, and I'm not one of them.
And I do not tolerate or put up with any of that around me, believe me.
There you go. So call it out. Condemn it when you see it at all times.
Exactly. I do. It is not right for anybody to put anybody down. As a white lady, that's what I say. I do get picked on by black people where I live.
All right. Well,
and I do get called those names. And that's what I say. That's all I want to put out there to Americans in whole, white and black. You get the respect that you give.
That's right.
Well, thank you for listening to us, Stephanie. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And if you don't like being called a cracker-ass cracker, don't act like one.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tanisha. Hey, what's up?
Tanisha, what do you think about what was going down in Charlottesville, Virginia? Good morning.
Man, first off, I think it's sad, you know, that we still going through this in today's society. And I think it's messed up that our president is acting the way he acts. I mean, he is causing so much division among America. Instead of bringing people together, he's not even stepping up to the plate to bring this United States together. You know, he's causing so much trauma among us. And, you know, the whole fact, the whole thing with what happened in Virginia, you know, it's messed up because we're thinking like all these old white people are the ones that are in the KKKs. And now it's like these younger generations are just outrageous. And no one is stepping to the plate to make them pay for what they're doing. They're like just getting away for doing what they're doing. Like, I got four young kids, four black boys, and I promise you, anybody do any crap to my kids, it's going to be something somebody's going to pay. All flat out.
That's right.
Thank you for calling, Mama.
She's right. Donald Trump is building walls when he needs to be building bridges.
And she's right. It is a lot of these younger kids, teenagers, 20 years
That's
old.
That's what's scary.
That you don't answer. You think it's older people that, okay, they grew up in whatever era, but it's really like young people that are learning these things.
Dylan Roof was 21. Dylan Roof, who shot up, you know, those beautiful people at Emmanuel AME Church in my birthplace, Charleston, South Carolina, was 21.
But that's how these kids are raised nowadays. They are raised to support these type of things. Like I said, driving through my neighborhood, I used to see so many Trump supporters and Trump's bumper stickers and Trump flags.
And I want to say something else too, man. Don't call me upset that I'm calling certain white people crack ass crackers and white devils, because if it don't apply, let it fly. If you're white and you're not racist and you're not bigoted and you're not prejudiced, you should be calling them crack-ass crackers and white devils with me. You should be trying to make the distinction. You should be trying to separate yourself from that prejudice that is ruining the ecosystem of our country.
Well, you can't tell people what to be offended by. You can tell them what you mean by it, but, you know, some people are offended by
certain things. Well, you should. Guess what? It's not what you call it, it's what you answer to. So if I scream crack-ass cracker and you look up and say, who are you talking to? A hit cracker will holler, damn it.
All right. 800-585-1051. We're talking Charlottesville, Virginia. Let us know what you think. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, taking your calls. We're just asking, what are your thoughts on what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia? Now, hey, Ashley, where you calling from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Now, what are your thoughts on what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia?
Trump just needs to get the hell out of there, first of all. I think everyone else agrees with that.
Right.
But I think it's sad. I think it's pretty sad what happened out there. I just want to say something, though, to Charlamagne, too. I just want to ask, how come you're always saying cracker-ass cracker?
Well, I explained it this morning, and I'll continue to explain it. There is a difference between...
I didn't hear you.
There is a difference between good white people and white people that are allies and racist, bigoted, prejudiced, cracker-ass cracker white devils. There is a difference. And I think that we need to stop. We can call them white nationalists. We can call them white supremacists. We can call them alt-right. But we can also call them crack-ass crackers and white devils. And I feel that good white people and white people that are allies need to use their privilege to combat prejudice and call them crack-ass crackers, too.
Well, you know, I was on vacation over the weekend. A lot of people were mad about the term crack-ass cracker because they feel like you're talking to every white person out there.
I don't know how they feel that way when I'm specifically showing you the distinction. And guess what? If that's what you're harping on in this situation, then you're letting me know that you don't really care about this situation. If we're talking about what happened in Charlottesville, West Virginia, and I call a bunch of evil, prejudiced, racist, bigoted, cracker-ass cracker white devils exactly what I think they are, and that's what you're harping on, what I'm calling them, then that lets me know you don't really care about the situation.
Mercedes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great, but this news that I'm hearing on the radio about these white people, if somebody come at me wrong, I'm spitting in their face. I don't need to kill.
Well, here's the thing, baby. It's not all white people, and that's why I keep using the term crack-ass cracker and white devils, because it is a difference. Because there is a lot of white allies out here, and it is a lot of good white people out here on the right side of history.
Yeah, you're right, but I'm just letting them know. I want them to know that if anybody come at me with some disrespect, I'm spitting in their face off top.
Well, Mercedes, I'm just going to tell you this. If you spit in their face, you can get arrested for it, so... And make sure
I'm not putting my hands on them. Really?
You still can get arrested for spitting in somebody's face. Yeah. So make sure they hit you first. If they hit you first, then you can go buck wild. But you just can't start spitting on white people. That doesn't work. You can't.
No.
Do that.
And once again, she won't have to just
come at me with some disrespect. If they come at me with some disrespect.
But this is the thing. You won't have to go around just spitting on random white people if white people who are actually good and white people who are actually allies use their privilege to combat prejudice and stood up and said, look, I'm not a crack-ass cracker. I'm not a white devil, okay?
You're right.
That's it.
Mercedes, don't spit on anybody today, all right? Do me that favor.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Tanisha.
Yes, good morning.
Now, you were at the rally, Tanisha.
I was at the rally. I was actually protesting with Dr. Cornell West.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about
it. And I was in the same front line as he was, and the police failed us. The police is the reason why Heather Heyer did not make it home on Saturday. The police were in full body armor. There's a video somewhere circulating around with me arguing with the police, like, why are you guys not out here protecting the people as well? They were barricaded around the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists. They were on the outside. I have my own video where I'm pointing out, you have police over here, you have police over here, but you don't have any police in the middle. The only people that were protecting the people was a militia group. That was a group of men walking around with guns that were from New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, different parts of different states. It was a militia group. And when they started spraying tear gas and macing people, mind you, the mace was coming from the neo-Nazis. The neo-Nazis were macing the Antifa people.
So, really, the police were just protecting the Nazis.
Again, I don't know how many other ways to put it.
Mm-hmm.
The police, the state police, the Charlottesville Police Department, and whoever else, whatever other police were out there, they did nothing. They got paid time and a half for nothing.
Well, they said the police was scared. They said it was unsafe for them. So, they said a lot of times the police had to retreat and leave, which is crazy to me.
The police being afraid. Let me give you this analogy, because this happens a lot in Charlottesville. When nonviolent drug offenders are wanted, they're thrown on the news as armed and dangerous. And you have a group of white men walking through Emancipation Park with fully loaded guns. Now, let me give you another analogy. I want you to picture that same scenery with 100 black men. How you think that would have turned out?
It would have been bad. They wouldn't even got a permit.
Absolutely been bad. We know that.
Good morning, Woody.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
You from Charlottesville, Virginia?
Straight from Charlottesville, born and raised, 46 years old, sir.
Talk to us.
We never knew that damn statue was downtown. I'm born here. And only time we, as black people, go downtown is a little club we'll go down there and go to on Friday nights. But we don't around downtown because black people really don't go down there. We knew not to go down there because the federal courts was down there and we dodging all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. But until Wes Bellamy came into office and started talking about this statue, you know, and then start bringing all this stuff around here, a lot of people mad about that shit, man, because we felt, you know, when I called all my homies up and I'm like, how y'all feel about this? And they was like, man, that statue, man.
Stop cursing, bro.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They was like, they don't care about that statue. And I was like, okay, I just wanted to see how y'all really feel about it. It was like, we didn't even know the statue was even down there. We didn't even care about the statue. So, you know, a lot of blacks wasn't down there on Friday when a lot of people look at the stuff on TV. Because it could have been a whole lot worse than what it was. It didn't really affect Charlottesville. I was in Charlottesville yesterday to be with my people. And it was a calm feeling down there because everybody was together yesterday. And it was really not affected because we always have a basketball tournament every summer down in that park, Thompson Park.
All right.
And all the black people was down there yesterday. All the people that, if you would have seen on TV, that would have been there on Friday, was at the park yesterday. And there wasn't no disarray or anything like that down there. Nobody was really worrying about it. They were hurt by what they were seeing.
Right.
But a lot of people was like, they ain't bringing that stuff down here because if they wanted the nuclear to see the black people, then we was all in that park yesterday. And they could have got everything that they wanted yesterday. But nobody showed up. And then I started looking and was like, this is all TV stuff. This is what the news put out. I never realized that until this weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, brother.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about Master P versus Kodak Black. A lot of this drama started up here on The Breakfast Club.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, how did this whole Master P versus Kodak Black situation start? It all started on The Breakfast Club when Kodak Black was up here and we discussed mentorship with him. Here's what happened. What? Is there anybody in this business that you feel like, okay, this person's a real mentor to me? Like, I could talk to them about certain things.
I mean, if Master P ever holler at me, I holler at him. What?
Master P was just in New York, too. And I'm sure he would. It does seem like...
You should reach out to P. P is a great mentor. He's a dude that really...
I don't really know how to reach out to people, though.
Oh, we could set that up for you.
You want that? That's easy, bro.
All right, well, we definitely kept true to our word when Master P was on The Breakfast Club.
Here's promises.
Here's what happened. People do look to you as a mentor.
Yeah.
Like, we had Kodak Black up here the other day. And yeah. He was like, man, I wish I could talk to Master P.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, Juggie hit me up and told me that the youngster really, wanted to holler at me. And I reached out. We hollered.
All right. Well, I thought this was going to actually end up pretty well. And it somehow went left. Here's what happened when Kodak Black was on his Instagram Live and he described what happened with him and Master P.
I guess Master P thought I was a fool, you know what I'm saying? I still f*** with Master P. I give my whatever game I got, I give it to him for free. I ain't charging him. I ain't gonna buy no game from no n***a.
So I guess what he's trying to say is that Master P was trying to charge him
to give
him some advice and give him the whatever game he has.
Well, first of all, that's not true. And guess what? If it was, so what? Why wouldn't you pay Master P a consultation fee? Why does he feel like he should get game from Master P for free? Because he'd give 5% or 10% to some consultant. He'd give 5% or 10% to some lawyer. He'd give 5% or 10% to some manager. So why wouldn't you give 5% or 10% to Master P?
Well, now, I think there's a difference between mentorship and being a consultant. So I don't know to
what
extent.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Their relationship was, because I think as a mentor, you shouldn't charge to be someone's mentor.
Somebody calls me for advice, I wouldn't charge them 10%.
Well, here's the thing. Salute the OG Master P. What if you are giving this guy advice, but then you realize that this guy is more of a liability?
Well, then you just cut ties.
Then he is an asset.
All right, now here is what Master P had to say then, and we'll read to you his post. But here's what Master P responded.
I never took a dime from that kid. All I did was went in my pocket and spent money. I gave him advice, whether he listened or not, that's on him. That's his business. And I told him, I said, man, you got his attorney. That's a crook. I mean, Rick Ross talking about him. You need to check it. He said, well, big dog, get my paperwork. And he said, call him. I called him. He never called me back. I said, man, how am I going to help you if your attorney don't want to show me the paperwork? The real Kodak story should be, how much have Theo Satterlein made off of him for the last couple of years?
And I just want y'all to know that Kodak Black absolutely ruined it for the next person who's looking for mentorship from Master P, because Master P told me that he is not even thinking of talking to nobody unless they got a check for him.
Now, if you want me to get out your contract and check your contract with your lawyer, now you got to pay me.
That's what
now I'm your manager.
Not being a mentor.
That's
now,
not being a mentor. Now
this is the whole thing. But he never did get the paperwork. Because Theo never sent him the paperwork, so that didn't even end up happening anyway. Now, Master P goes on to say that a lot of people told him not to get involved with Kodak Black, but he said, I treated him like a son. I never asked him for a dime. He said, I paid for plane tickets for him and his guys. I went to get to the government to get him cleared. My intention was to help him build a positive image from the perception that he had out there already. I realized that his entertainment lawyers do not want him to learn the music business. They would rather keep him ignorant so that they can keep taking advantage of him, and they especially don't want someone like me to be around him because they know I'm going to keep it 100.
Now, if that's the case, you got to pay me for my consulting.
Absolutely.
If I'm getting you out your deal and handling your problems with your
absolutely
attorney, that's a consultant.
That's a different thing than being a mentor.
Because you call me for advice and, I start off as a mentor, but then when you start asking me to handle business, pay me like I'm handling business.
I agree.
Right, so he goes on to say that he is no longer doing any more free headaches. I'm not doing anything else for free. So moving forward, anybody that reaches out to me for business, it's going to cost.
And guess what? Kodak going to learn that, too. If Kodak stays in the game for a while, that free advice he's giving to his homies, when his homies start wanting to do actual business and get him involved in the business, he's going to want to get paid for that, as he should.
All right, so we'll keep our eye on this story and let you know what's going on. And shout out to Cardi B. Bodak
yes.
Yellow has become the highest charting song by a female rapper since Anaconda by Nicki Minaj.
Drop one of clues bar for Cardi B.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Cardi deserves it all, damn it.
Number 14 on the charts for Bodak Yellow.
Shout out to Cardi.
I love Cardi B. I've always loved Cardi B.
She's got a hit song and she's got a boo that she actually really seems like she's in love with, and they do a lot of different things for each other business-wise, Offset. So shout out to
I knew Cardi B had a great head on Cardi her shoulders B. when she said, I would make a good president.
Now we're going to have to say after that, You just took away from the whole story. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All yes. right, thank you, Miss E. Charlamagne, donkey today.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes! Good morning. Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 14th goes to all those tiki torch carrying cracker-ass cracker white devils who were in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend corrupting the ecosystem with their racism, prejudice, bigotry, and hate. Now, before we go any further, let me explain something to you all that I have explained on this radio before. It is the difference between good white people and white devils. It is the difference between Caucasians down for the cause and cracker-ass crackers.
Cracker-ass cracker?
You don't have to do it every time, but okay, all right. see, white devils and cracker-ass crackers are the racist, bigoted, prejudiced people of our society, okay? They don't represent all white people, but here's the thing, and I saw Lena Dunham post this on Instagram this weekend, and I truly feel this way. She put, all white people are responsible for the upholding of white supremacy, and they will have to be responsible for the fall of it, period. Good white people, white allies who are decent human beings who don't have a racist, bigoted bone in their body must use their privilege to combat prejudice, period. Okay, if you're not a crack-ass cracker, if you're not a white devil, prove it through actions and deeds and words and lip service. I want to hear you denounce white devils. I want to hear you condemn crack-ass crackers. That's my message, plain and simple. Now, this donkey of the day isn't just a wide net being cast on all those tiki torch terrorists. It is focused on people like Peter Siatanovich, a 20-year-old crack-ass cracker who is an undergraduate at the University of Nevada studying history and political science. By the way, all these white devils who participated in this Ku Klux Klan rally this weekend should not be allowed to just go back to their respective jobs and schools this morning, okay? Where are the firings? Where are the expulsions from school? If this is happening and has happened, forgive me, but I just feel like if Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed for peaceful protesting, shouldn't people be ousted from their schools and jobs for hateful protesting? Another terrorist known as James Alex Fields Jr., who used his car as a weapon of mass destruction and drove through a crowd of anti-white nationalist protesters in Charlottesville this weekend, killing one of them. Rest in peace to young Heather Hare. I believe you pronounce her last name, a good white person who was not a white devil. She was absolutely on the right side of history. Her quote on one of her social media cover photos was, "If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." And that pretty much sums it up, folk. If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Either that, or in the words of the great urban philosopher Doughboy from Boys in the Hood, either they don't know, don't show, or don't give a damn about what's going on in the hood. In this case, the hood is the country. Y'all gonna stop turning a blind eye to racism in America, okay? It was in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend, right in your face, empowered by your celebrity in chief in the White House who refuses to denounce white supremacy. It doesn't matter if he gets endorsements from David Duke. Listen, this is David Duke this weekend in Charlottesville. Listen.
We are determined to take our country back. We're going to fulfill the promises of Donald Trump. That's what we believed in. That's why we voted for Donald Trump, because he said he's going to take our country back. And that's what we got to do.
But Trump won't denounce that. A neo-Nazi website called The Daily Stormer released a statement, and they said in response to Trump's comments about Charlottesville, Trump's comments were good. He didn't attack us. When asked to condemn, he just walked out of the room. Really, really good. God bless him. That is from Andrew Anglin, editor of a neo-Nazi website called The Daily Storm. Now, if you got David Duke, former leader of the KKK, the alt-right, neo-Nazis, and whoever else championing you, and you're the president of the United States of America, you should denounce those endorsements, you think? You shouldn't want that support. You should call that out by name and say, no, our country has no place for white supremacy. It has no place for bigotry, racism, none of that. But Trump won't do it because he doesn't want to insult his base. Those crack-ass crackers, those white devils are his foundation, and he doesn't want to insult them. Now, we know what the problem is. The problem is racism, bigotry, prejudice. Well, what's the solution? The solution is exactly what Lena Dunham posted on Instagram. All white people are responsible for the upholding of white supremacy and for the fall of it. Good white people, white allies, have to use their privilege to combat prejudice, period. If you are not a racist bigot, then let it be known. If you are a good white person, then you have to denounce white devils and you have to condemn crack-ass crackers. Let the country know it's a difference, okay? You can't remain silent because silence to me is a cosign. Don't call up here and condemn me for using the term crack-ass cracker. Call up here and condemn the actual crack-ass crackers who caused this riot in Charlottesville. Condemn the crack-ass crackers in the alt-right. Condemn those crack-ass cracker neo-Nazis. We are being too politically correct with the scum of the earth. Okay? We are politically correct when it comes to what we call homophobic people, our transphobic people. We aren't politically correct when it comes to what we call misogynistic people. We aren't politically correct when it comes to what we call rapists and pedophiles. So why are we being politically correct when it comes to what we call racist? Okay? A racist, bigoted white person is a cracker-ass cracker, a white devil. And if you're a good white person, a white ally, who isn't a racist or a bigot, you have to condemn and denounce them and do it loudly. Use your white privilege to combat prejudice. If you're not doing that, then we have nothing to talk about. So please, give those cracker-ass cracker white devils in Charlottesville, West Virginia, and anybody who agrees with them, the biggest hee-haw. Please. And now, what I want right now is all our white listeners who are down for the cause, all the white people who aren't racist, who aren't bigots, who aren't prejudiced, I need y'all to call up here right now and denounce those cracker-ass crackers.
All right.
Denounce those white devils.
585-1051. All of our Caucasian listeners, our white listeners, give us a call right now and give us your thoughts on Charlottesville, Virginia. Call us up right now, 800-585-1051.
Not just your thoughts. I want you to denounce those crack-ass crackers, those white devils who are out here ruining the ecosystem with their prejudice, their hate, their racism, and their bigotry.
All right. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. V. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Hello, who's this?
This is Don.
Don, where you calling from?
This is Houston.
Okay, talk to us, Don.
Hey, two things. One, I completely denounce all that hatred and 100% with your cracker-ass crackers. But on the flip side of that, though...
There is no flip side, sir.
No, there is no flip side. You can't call for firing of people just because... Of all of those people out there that were protesting, which none of them should be, because that whole group is trash, but you can't call for the firing of everyone out there and then not call for the firing for all the other looters going around the world, and that being Hispanic, Black, white, it don't matter.
You shouldn't want
anybody to work somewhere where they actually don't like people of other races. They don't like Black people. They don't like Jewish people. Because imagine what kind of workplace environment that creates and the opportunities. It's not a fair and equal environment to work in.
Yeah, and what Black hate rallies are there, sir? What Spanish hate rallies are there?
You talking about all the communities that's been destroyed?
What Black hate rallies are there, sir? When's the last When's the last time Black people gathered together to actually hate something?
Black Lives Matter.
Is against police officers killing Black people, unarmed Black people.
You're wrong again, sir.
That's not 90% of those were wrongfully protested.
What?
Where did that percentage come from? I told you there was no flip side, sir. But you didn't.
There is a flip side. And the problem is y'all created it. It's a shame
that you can't just denounce the BS.
The shame is y'all spread it more than y'all help it. You spread it more than
all right.
You're in support of the white supremacists, and you feel
clearly.
Like
they should be gained.
So you feel like so what should the punishment be?
You ain't doing it to me. Don't flip my words.
What should the punishment be then? Nothing. You should work side by side with those people?
No, heck no, I wouldn't. I would fire them.
Would you hire one of those people at the rally?
He just said he would fire them. So if you would fire them, why are you upset that I said he should be fired?
No, I'm not upset. I said there is a flip side, though, because this is what I'm saying. You only hammer it to this level when it happens with this trash that's going on. And I agree with you 100%, but it can't be one-sided. Not all white people are horrible.
We know that.
Nobody said that.
That's why we want you to denounce these crack-ass crackers.
We said those particular people.
I denounce. But all race has the trash.
Sure, you can just denounce it. It doesn't have to be a butt after.
Thank you for
just denouncing.
I said there's no flip side, man. This is the easy one, people.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ian.
Ian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, Ian?
Man, I want to call in. I'm tired of seeing this crap on the news. I'm tired of seeing everything that's going wrong with the country.
Mm-hmm.
And as a white police officer, I think I can, you know, speak about it a little bit more than some others.
Talk to us, Ian.
Huh?
Talk to us.
It's difficult. I see in my job every single time I come in contact with a member of the opposite race, whether that be Black, Hispanic, or anybody, I'm automatically labeled being a white cop, being as racist. And I try my best to, you know, to negate that.
Thank you. Good job.
And then seeing what these people in Charlottesville are doing in the name of, you know, I don't really know, like Caucasian pride or white pride, I think it's idiotic. I think it's disrespectful. I wish that it wouldn't happen. And
you have to call them what they are, sir. White devils, crack-ass crackers, and you have to separate yourself from them.
Well, so, yeah, I agree. I call them nothing but white trash.
There you go.
And there's nothing worse, in my opinion, than white trash.
There you go.
But I do have a question for you, if you wouldn't mind answering it for me.
Yes, sir.
So, saying cracker-ass crackers, I get it. And you're talking about bigotry and racism.
Yes, racist, bigoted white people are cracker-ass crackers, sir.
Okay. Now, would you say the same for people who of like Hispanic or black nationality? Would you, and they are, you know, doing crimes against members of, well, obviously members of the different race.
We call them.
So yep. I guess this thing is saying, can he say as n-?
Have you ever heard me on this radio saying niggas going nick?
No, actually, this is the first time I've ever heard you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I call things the way that they need to be called, sir.
See, so, and that's what I think that's what we need more.
Yes. But it starts with you denouncing your white people that are being crack-ass crackers. So can I hear you say right now that you condemn crack-ass crackers, please?
I condemn cracker-ass crackers.
Say you denounce white devils, sir.
I denounce white devils.
Now, I don't want you using the N-word, though.
I won't. Don't worry.
You can use it in certain occasions.
No,
like if you see.
No.
No.
By the way, I hate how you white people. I hate how some of you white people keep trying to make this about us. This has nothing to do with us right now. This is y'all's mess. Y'all got to clean it up.
Yeah, I agree. Look.
All right.
I'm with you.
Have a good day, sir.
All right, man, you too.
That's all it boiled down to.
800.
This is white people's mess. White supremacy is y'all mess. Y'all got to clean it up.
We want our white listeners to give us a call right now. We want to hear from you as the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Still taking your calls, 800-585-1051. We want to hear from our white listeners. We're asking, what do you think about what happened in Charlottesville, and Virginia?
And not only that, we want the good white people, the white people who actually aren't racist and aren't prejudiced and aren't bigots, to call up here and condemn these crack-ass crackers.
We have Andrew on the line. Andrew, good morning.
Hey, Andrew. Good morning, man. The Breakfast Club. I'm Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
I'm from Arkansas, like Little Rock, Arkansas, the south of the south. And when I moved to Virginia Beach about 3 years ago, it was really great. And even in Arkansas, though, I have to say, I've never seen this much white protest and all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, Virginia's crazy.
But listen, let's be clear. It's not white protest. It's cracker-ass crackers protesting. It's white
cracker-ass crackers.
There you go. It's white devils protesting. Like, stop. We're not going to generalize all white people like this now. And that's why if you're a white ally, if you're a good white person, Andrew, I need you to condemn crack-ass crackers and denounce white devils.
They're cracker-ass crackers and they're white devils.
There you go.
And I'm white.
There you go, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
That's what I like to hear.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jonathan from North Carolina.
Hey, Jonathan. Talk to us.
I'm a white person who denounces white supremacy and racism in every form, and I call on my Caucasian friends and family to join me not just in word, but in deed to defeat those who oppress people of color.
My brother, can I hear you say I condemn all crack-ass crackers, please?
I condemn all cracker-ass crackers.
I denounce all white devils, please.
I denounce all white devils.
Thank you, my white ally. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Chris from Houston.
Hey, Chris. Talk to us this morning, Chris.
Chris, are you white?
Oh, come on now. You told me to call in, right?
I follow directions.
Talk to me, my brother.
What do you say, Chris?
And Charlamagne, you know I'm from Houston, so I got to say y'all and howdy, right?
There you go.
Hey, look, I denounce anything that's white supremacist whatsoever. This is ridiculous. You know, I just wish that he could end this and step on it right now. Come out, say, hey, Ku Klux Klan, anybody else that say that, kick rocks. We don't need them as our base. We don't need them as anything else. You know, so I appreciate what you do, what you guys putting out there.
Chris.
But hey, not everybody has white privilege now either.
That's true. But Chris, I need you to say, okay. I need you to use the privilege you do have to say, I condemn all crack ass crackers.
I condemn all crack ass crackers.
And I denounce all white devils.
And I denounce all white devils.
My white brother. Thank you, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is John.
Hey, John, where you calling from?
Michigan, Lansing, Michigan.
All right, now talk to us, John.
Well, I mean, I hear what y'all are saying about Charlottesville, and I 100% agree with you, but I just think you're going about it the wrong way. Hate's just going to spawn more hate. The only answer to hate is love, you know what I mean?
But I mean, you can get me. Who's hating?
I want to hear what he has to say. So what do you think is the solution?
I think the solution, you got to reach out to these people. You got to talk to them. You got to open a dialogue with them.
Well, you know,
you don't know these people. Yeah.
It's interesting because they were talking about the guy that ran over and killed the young lady, Heather, and the teachers were saying that they did try to speak to him on multiple occasions, and they couldn't get through to him at all. He wouldn't listen. He was on this whole white supremacy thing from when he was in high school, and they had a very difficult time with him. Other students were intimidated by him, but there was one teacher that was like, I tried to talk to him, pull him to the side, do whatever I could, and it just didn't do anything.
Yes, ma'am. I read that story, too, but you can't stop trying. You got to fight the good fight, you know what I mean?
No. My brother, I understand what you're saying, and what you're saying is very true, but you know what needs to happen? We need white people like you to use your privilege to combat prejudice. We need you to denounce these white devils and condemn these crack-ass crackers. Like, the quote Lena Dunham posted on Instagram is perfect. All white people are responsible for the upholding of white supremacy, so y'all will be responsible for the fall of it. Period. Like, you gotta.
I'm with you there,
we're not gonna be normalizing this by being silent when we see racism in America. When you see a white person being prejudiced, you need to step up and say something about it.
You think that someone could talk to Donald Trump and change him?
You gotta try. First off, Donald Trump, he's a racist, but it goes beyond that. These people are fascists. They don't just hate black people. They want everybody to be them. They don't want anybody to have freedom.
That is
a fact. You're either with them or so, I mean, you know, go a step farther. Let's call it what it is. It's fascism. Donald Trump is a fascist.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, bro.
Can I ask you a question? Is it too much to ask you to condemn crack-ass crackers?
Hey, I'll condemn all the crack-ass crackers, but I still don't think we should be calling them that.
No, man. You got to separate yourself.
You said it, though.
Yeah, you're a good white person. You're an ally. So you need to point at them and say, those are crack-ass crackers. Those are white devils. That ain't me.
It's not me, but at the same time, I want to change them. I don't want to just berate them.
We don't try to change pedophiles. We don't try to change rapists. They are what they are. Lock them away. Throw away the key. We don't need them. F them.
Hey, you know what? They got a lot of documentaries. Maybe you should look at giving pedophiles therapy and stuff. There's a lot of pedophiles, man. They don't want to be attracted to kids. There's certain things in the brain. That's the way you are. I don't know how these people were raised. I was raised by a decent family. I was taught not to be racist.
Right.
But I remember seeing the pictures of the Little Rock Nine sitting in high school and the angry white people at Woolworth's counter. And I had the thought, man, I've never been racist. I've never done anything racist. But I had the thought.
Well, I appreciate your message of love, and you keep on spreading love.
That's right.
Thanks for your call, bro. Don't be
a crack-ass crack.
Yeah, y'all take it easy.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, white people have to use their privilege to combat prejudice, period. And all white people are responsible for the upholding of white supremacy and for the fall of it. This really has nothing to do with us at the end of the day. We can scream until we're blue in the face, but this has nothing to do with us right now.
Now we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we are going to talk about the correlation between Donald Trump and the Kardashians and Jenners. We'll tell you what Irv Gotti has to say. What is the relationship to make America great again?
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Club.
So listen up. Well, happy 1-year anniversary to Kevin Hart and his wife, Inigo. And he was on Baller Alert because they posted a happy 1-year anniversary to him. And I guess some people were hating, and he had a comment for them. He said, major shout out to Baller Alert. Love you guys. I'm about to entertain the haters. I usually don't have time, but I got time today because some of you women are the definition of crabs in a barrel. Y'all hate to see another woman happy. Some of you hate to see people happy in general. Now ask yourself why. The reason is because you're not happy. You're lonely and wish to have half of the love that these women have. Your obvious anger is the reason why you don't have a man or will ever have one. You're not happy with yourselves. You can't hug, kiss, or cuddle the keyboard on your phone. Angry women. Happy people actually laugh at your bitterness. This is a reality to check to you all. While you look at happy people and judge them and try to tear them down, ask yourself if they give two ishes. The reality is they don't. Do me a favor and go find somebody to hug and actually smile. Now, here is a challenge that I want all of social media to partake in. Go click on the pages of all angry, bitter women and tell me if you see a man anywhere.
He said, Kevin tweeted all that?
Yes. No. He put this on a comment on Baller Alert.
Oh.
He said, I will wait. I'm still waiting. All you see is bean bags and empty refrigerators and futons in the background. Now, don't cry after reading this angry, bitter women. Instead, simply try being happy. And when you do, that good things will happen.
Here's the thing, right? Kev is my guy. And Kev is one of the nicest people that you ever going to meet in your life. But you got to remember, Kev's a Cancer. And like Cancers, we're very petty people. We got time.
Now, the only thing I will say, he should have addressed the angry, bitter men as well. Not just the women. But there's some bitter men
out
there.
Well, I'm sure it was a bunch of women attacking his wife. That's why he did
but
that.
But men talk crazy, too, in those comments. In general. They do.
I don't know.
So address everybody.
Yeah,
address all the bitter people.
I'm with you. I'm equal opportunity clapbacks on social media. Everybody can get it.
Now, 50 Cent put on Instagram stars.
Another petty Cancer.
I leaked my own show. Anyway, if you have on demand, catch Power tonight. Did you guys watch Power last night?
Of course I watched Power last night.
Don't tell me, because I was driving back from D.C. and it took a lot longer than I thought. I didn't get home till like midnight.
All I want to say
don't tell me anything.
I just want to tell you I hate Tasha. That's all I want to say. I hate Tasha. I hate Tasha more than I hate Angela now.
What about Dre?
I hate Dre.
You hate everyone.
Dre got to get shot in the face.
Who do you like?
Tariq
what about
needs
his son?
To die.
Yeah, Tariq.
Oh, man. It's a whole. They're going to have a whole new season of Power, a whole new cast next year. It's about six people need to go right now of Power.
And shout out to Rotimi. He came by the juice bar, actually, yesterday, and he bought some juices for people and had some merchandise.
I'm tired of your face, Rotimi. Tired of it. Dre got to go.
All right, Irv Gotti. Now, what was this post about? He was talking about Make America Great Again, and he said, when Trump says that, what does he mean? He said, he's saying, let's get our women back, because the hip-hop culture has effed up the whole ish. Eff it. I'ma say it. The Kardashian clan and the two Jenner daughters has effed up the whole world. What you think all the little white girls are thinking right this second? Kylie, Kim, Khloe are arguably the biggest figures in the U.S. What they have built is amazing to me. I applaud Kris Jenner. They are changing the minds of young white girls across America, across the world. Kylie being the epitome. So he says, he's talking about the whole thing with the cops. He said, maybe one of their women effed a N-word. When I seen them pushing those cops, I'm like, this is hilarious, because if they was black, the cops would have whipped them and arrested them, but that's another story. But they were fighting and pushing the inevitable. You're going to lose, idiots. The world has already changed, idiots. Accept it and keep it moving.
Well, here's the thing. Irv is another Cancer. And, you know, Cancers, we don't get it right all the time.
All you Cancers. All
right? That's, what he's saying is good, but it doesn't apply to this situation. Like, I don't think Donald Trump's in the White House saying, you know what, we got to get the Kardashians back
away from these
men.
Hip-hop artists.
Yeah. Like, I don't think that's one of his concerns. All right? I'm sorry.
You got to read the whole post, though.
And, like, they Armenian. Like, is Armenian considered white?
Not really.
But the Kardashians are.
They're considered white?
People consider
they're Armenian.
White.
Mm. Okay. And Evelyn Lozada is planning to keep that ring that she got from Carl Crawford. They are not getting married, but it's a $1.4 million ring. She got that back in 2013. And sources close to Evelyn are saying that he's not getting that ring back. She's planning to keep the ring in a safe place and pass it on to her kids one day. So he's probably not going to put up too much of a fight, because he signed a $142 million contract previously, $1.4 million ring, you know, legally. She would have to return it unless she got it on a holiday like Valentine's Day, her birthday, Christmas. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, the People's Choice mixes up next.